Well, welcome to GeoTalk episode 85, coming live from the second Oz Mega event being held in Albury-Wodonga. It's Saturday night, which is about the third night of the event. It's been quite a busy event, lots of people here. I think the turnout is around about just over 800 people. And the layout has really been good. I mean, Wagga was a great event 2 years ago, and I must say that Greg and the committee have really done a good job finding a fantastic location. We're actually at an equestrian centre, which is just located on the sort of outer edges of Albury, and there's campsites and there's a stage. There's a vendors area, there's a meals hall. It's really well put together. It's a little bit spread out, but certainly there's a lot of room to move. And most of the people that I've spoken to over the last couple of days have really enjoyed the setup. Personally, myself, I've been tied to the geocaching New South Wales tent for most of it, so I haven't actually done much geocaching over the whole time. In fact, I haven't even had a chance to get much audio for GeoTalk, so trying to cram as much as I can tonight on Saturday night and a little bit more tomorrow morning, Easter Sunday morning, before the flash mob that occurs at 11 o'clock. We'll be heading back up the highway on Easter Sunday. Got to get back to Sydney by Sunday night. But certainly we're hoping we've crammed in a bit, and we've met a lot of people. I think the emphasis for a lot of people this event has been catching up with others and just putting faces to names and having a good time. But we'll go around the crew and we'll go around the crowd and see if we can get some thoughts and feelings about this year's mega event. Well, one person that I've known for many years geocaching is Thomas, also known as Tank Engine. Welcome to GeoTalk.
G'day, how are you? Fancy meeting you here.
Now, how have you found the second mega event?
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. No.
How would you compare it to Wagga? Can you compare it to Wagga?
Well, there's bits like this, which is better. I like the bonfire at Wagga better, but no, this is good.
Yeah, no, it's good entertainment. And have you put your emphasis more on caching or catching up with people this time around?
Catching up with people, yeah. I've done a few caches today and yesterday.
And what would be your highlight so far for the event?
I think tonight's been excellent, but I just think the whole get-together and catching up with everyone and everything, yeah.
And your impression of caching in the Albury-Wodonga region?
Oh, it's always good. I've been here a few times, but there's plenty more.
Well, it's great to catch up with you, and we'll see you again at the next mega event.
Maybe, see you then.
So we'll continue wandering around the mega event, and who have we got here?
That's Ben from Team McCady's.
Okay, from Ballarat, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, were you at the last mega event?
No, we weren't. We were expecting the birth of our first child, who is here today. He's almost two.
And he's having fun?
I think so. He seems to be enjoying the Baba show.
And you've obviously been here since the start. What's been the highlight for you?
Oh, we've just enjoyed spending time looking around. We've found a few geocaches, but we've just enjoyed talking to a few of the people.
I was going to ask, what's been the emphasis for you? Has it been finding caches or socialising?
Probably more socialising. We've got family at Yakandanda, so that's not too far from Albury, and we get up to Albury every now and then, so it's nice to meet a few people from around the region.
And we'll put in a plug for Yakandanda. We were up there earlier today. There's a great Where I Go, and there's a great pie shop as well, so if you're ever in the region, head up there. What are you planning to do? Looking forward to tomorrow for the flash mob and the Easter egg hunt?
Yes, it should be really good. I think Eddie's looking forward to the Easter egg hunt. He's already had a couple of chocolates, so he knows what they are.
Oh, it's good to catch up with you, and hopefully we'll see you at the next mega event.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Darren.
Well, we continue wandering around the crowd at the mega event, and I've bumped into another friendly face, Peter Czech Roo. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
And you enjoying the mega event?
Yes, it's very good. Lots of people here. Yeah.
What's been the emphasis for you? Has it been socialising or has it been looking for caches?
Socialising. Maybe on a few caches as well.
Yeah. Is it first time to Albury Wodonga region?
Yeah, it is. Never been here before.
Yeah. What's your impression?
Maybe the Lake Hume. Yep. It's a beautiful area. The surrounding is beautiful.
And you've been enjoying the mega event, what's been put on? Obviously, we've got the music show tonight. We've had the different stalls and the campsites and so forth. You enjoyed the
entertainment? I can't wait for tomorrow morning. I don't want to miss, what's the Easter Bunnings? So kids are going to pick up some chocolate eggs or something.
So you're here for the chocolate?
Yes, sir. Because I missed it 2 years ago in Voga Voga, so I want to see it this year. I can't miss it.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Maybe we'll get some audio from that. Good to meet up with you, Peter. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, that smells good. If only Geo Talk could get the smell of what's going across to everyone in the audience. Who have we got here? Who are we chatting with?
Macaholics.
Probably an apt name from what I can smell. I should point out it's mulled wine, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It's a very cold night. Welcome to the mega event. Welcome to the podcast. How have you been finding it?
Really good.
And which part of the country are you from?
Melbourne.
Okay, so you haven't travelled too far. Were you at the Wagga event?
Yes.
Yeah. How would you compare the two, if you would?
Pretty similar in terms of the entertainment and stuff. Probably find this one probably a little bit better laid out. In terms of the on-site camping and that sort of things, but quite similar.
What's been the emphasis for you? Has it been looking for caches or has it been the socialising?
Socialising for us, it's catching up with old caching friends that we've made over the years. We haven't been terribly active over the last couple of years with our little son and another one on the way. It's good catching up with everyone.
And the highlight so far?
Just catching up with everyone, yeah.
So it's really been a socialising mega event this year from what I've been gathering.
Yeah.
All right, well, good to speak to you.
Thank you.
You realise it's the son of Macca Mob?
Yes, I know. Well, I figured you're sitting next to each other. So we got one half of Macca Mob here. Yes, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Now, it was a given that you're going to be here, of course. Caching royalty in Australia.
Oh, no. Not now Liz and Bruce are way past us.
But still held up there in high esteem.
Thank you.
So have you found the mega event?
This is actually our third mega, mm-hmm. or fourth mega.
Wow.
We went to one in just near Seattle some years ago, and we went to the Midwest Geobash last year.
Okay. Well, you'd be good then to compare what the Australian mega events and the US mega events are like. Any differences between the two?
I consider the Australian ones far better.
Mm-hmm.
The American one, the food was very ordinary. A lot of people just came for sort of an afternoon and went.
Right.
There was no first aid at all.
Right.
And the emphasis was just on path tags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was no real sort of socialising like we do it here.
Yeah.
So I consider this one is just outstanding.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good to hear. A few tips for the US listeners who are listening to the podcast.
Absolutely.
We'll put the hard word on your organisers over there.
Right.
And what plans for yourself and Dave?
Much more caching.
You just passed 13,000, is that right?
Yes.
So 14 and, coming up soon?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully when we're too old to cache, then we'll do the tourist thing. So I keep saying, oh, look at that winery. Oh.
You have to get an away marking there.
Sure. And did you realise Barry?
We have Barry sitting right next to you. You've had a tough 2 years. For listeners who aren't aware, Barry lives at The Rock, which even as recent as six weeks ago, was under flood for about...
Fourth of March.
4th of March. Third time, I think, in the last 2 years.
15 months.
In 15 months. How are you coping?
The web feet are starting to heal.
Because you ended up with a house resembling Noah's Ark after the last one.
Well, our avatar now has got two baby gophers with an ark. That's the avatar now.
To explain, a lot of the animals decided to take refuge in their house. In fact, you ended up with what you thought at first was a copperhead snake that turned out to be a blind snake. Obviously, has it affected your geocaching?
No. We made this event our 2000th.
Congratulations.
And we came to the event here with the idea of doing some of the caches that we wouldn't normally have the opportunity to do. So yesterday and today we did the 21-point multi and succeeded. And, of course, pleased with that.
Yep.
So tomorrow is a layback day. We're not going to do a bloody thing.
Except chase the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, that too.
Well, it's good to catch up. And good to see that you can relax on this particular... Because you were on the organising committee for the last one. Yeah.
Yes.
Any thoughts of getting on for the third mega event?
We're going to New Zealand, yes.
Right. But for organising the third Australian one?
Probably not. Because I really think it's time that went out of state.
Right. So there's a tip for everyone. Put your hands up. If you're not in New South Wales, counts me out. That's good.
Yeah, so, because we've been to New South Wales and almost to Victoria now.
Yeah.
I think it's about time the South Australians or the Queenslanders enticed us to go into their areas.
Well, fingers crossed. Let's hope, hope that's happened. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
See you later.
We continue roaming around the crowd here at the mega event, and I have no idea who I'm pointing a microphone at. Who am I speaking to?
Swaggies.
Swaggies. Yeah. And so, and your real names?
Daff.
And Ian.
Okay, and where are you guys based?
Cranbourne.
Oh, yeah, down in Victoria. Well,
on the way to Phillip Island.
Yep, yep, beautiful spot. I've actually found one of Victoria's oldest geocaches, I think, down at Hastings. It's not too far away from
there. Yeah, not too far.
So how are you enjoying the mega event?
Oh,
yeah, it's really
time.
Good, actually. It's good getting around the place. Yeah. And we do the internal event and meet heaps of people and then do some other caches around as well. So we've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Have you done mainly caching or catching up with people?
No, we've done some sightseeing too, which is great. Yeah.
And catching up with others?
No, sometimes we've met up with others,
yep.
And other times we've wandered off on our own to spend more time at different places.
Yeah. And what's been the highlight for you?
Oh, I just think it's a great place to come. Everyone's really friendly. You're meeting all new people, you know. It's just a geocache. Just takes you to the best places around Albury, Wodonga, and to see and look at the views and whatever. So it's great.
And the highlight for you for this weekend?
Oh, I think just being here amongst everyone.
That's good. Well, good to catch up with you.
Thank you.
Got some other caches I can't see in the dark, so I don't know who I'm chatting to.
Hey, Young, Steve Wade.
Okay, Steve, and?
And I'm Kerry.
And your caching name?
Swan Hillian.
Okay, I'm guessing you might be from Swan Hill District.
Swan Hill, yes,
I'm
definitely.
I'm in Victoria, okay.
Yes, and Kerry's from Warrandyte down in Melbourne.
Oh, okay, absolutely. Yep. Oh, well, that's kind of a local patch. I won't go into too much detail for me.
Oh, okay.
Except to say I spent some time in Eltham, so there we go.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So it's your first mega event?
Yes, definitely, yeah, yep. Yep.
Okay, and for yourself, what's been the highlight?
I've just seen the sights around Albury Wodonga and you know, just trekking around, catching up with a heap of caches that are around. There's that many caches around this area. It's just a great place to come and visit and actually see the sights that people have placed caches in really, I suppose, significant places where, you know, lots of views and places that are of interest, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And how has the mega event differed from, say, a normal... You've been to other events, geocaching events?
I've never been to any other event. This is my first. So Steve introduced me into it. I've been doing my local suburb around Warrandyte and also in Swan Hill. We've hidden a few caches there as well. My first mega event, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Fantastic. Well, great to catch up with you guys.
Thank you. Good on you. Love and Baba too, by the way.
Well, I'll continue wandering around the crowd. I have no idea who we're going to point the microphone at. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, you're speaking to Max Campton.
Okay, Max, and what's your caching name?
No, we're not caches, we're visitors.
You're visitors?
Yeah, visitors with the Farmer Five.
The president, Greg's our son-in-law.
Okay, and how have you found the event? You could be a little bit biased.
Yeah, very, very good.
And the geocaches, you've met up with geocaches?
Yep, very nice, very friendly people. We've done it a couple of times with the son-in-law, but it's not really our thing, but we see where they get excited about it.
Well, he's done a fantastic job. I mean, this is his second time around. The feedback from people is it's better than last time, so you must be very proud.
Yeah, we are very proud.
He's done a great job.
Well, thanks for joining us on the podcast. And on the podcast, we can continue wandering around. Who are we chatting to now?
Deb's 22.
And where are you from?
Victoria, Mornington Peninsula.
Mornington, okay. And is your first or second mega event?
First.
Okay, so we can't really compare it with Wagga. But you've been to other events?
Only Leap Day event in Melbourne.
And are you really enjoying? Or
yes, yeah? Really enjoying it.
Yeah. What's been the highlight?
Probably the entertainment at night. Been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And have you done much geocaching while you've been here?
For us, yes. Compared to some people, no.
So others have been socialising, it looks like. So who is over here? Who are we chatting to?
Oh, Marion. Muradak Robbos.
Okay. And I figure from that name you're from down Mornington Peninsula way as well?
Correct, yes.
Home of Victoria's second oldest surviving geocache. From memory, Devil Bend. We featured that in the podcast a few months ago. So this is your first mega?
Yes, it is my first.
Right. And so you've been, it looks like you've been accused of doing more socialising than caching, is that right?
Well, no, I wouldn't have said that. But just not as many caches as others have got, but definitely a lot more than I've ever had in the past.
All right, well, I'll be honest, I've done 3 for the weekend. How many have you done?
Oh, closer to 33 than 3, so.
Okay, and how many have you done?
We're the same.
About 33. Yeah. Okay, well, you've done a fair share. Which areas have you been around?
A lot of Albury. And then, mind you, today we went on a nice long hike and up the top of
Nail
Hill or something. That was a long hike. And, yes, over then down in around Wodonga yesterday. So we've had a great time.
Okay, and what's been the highlight for you?
Oh, definitely have to be the entertainment last night. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We had good laughs with it.
I heard there was a bit of a mishap, though, with the fireworks. Is that true?
Yes, yeah, there was a bit of a mishap, but it was really good, though.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and we look forward to maybe seeing you at the next mega event.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
So as we continue walking around the crowd here at the Oz Mega Event number 2, who are we chatting with here?
Chuina.
Chuina, and where are you from?
Berry. New South Wales.
New South Wales, okay. And this is your first or second mega event?
Second.
And how are you finding this one compared to Wagga 2 years ago?
Oh, I think the entertainment here has been much better than it was at Wagga. Mm-hmm. I think that Wagga was probably a little bit better in that people were much more crowded together. Here they're scattered everywhere. Mm-hmm. But overall, I am enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm. What's been the highlight for you?
Working with Liz.
And Les is in the chair next to us. We better introduce Les. Les, what's your caching name?
El Goody.
Okay, and you're from the same region, from Berry?
I'm from Wagga Wagga.
Okay, so you're kind of, you're more local, I suppose. So have you guys done much caching in this area?
I've done quite a bit around the area. I spent a week down here a couple of months ago down at Yakananda and did all around Yakananda and up to the mountains and down to Wodonga.
Another plug for Yakandanda there. And yourself?
Before Wagga, I travelled down to Eden and across the mountains to Albury and so, spent 3 days here.
So does that mean, have you been doing more socialising or geocaching on this particular?
We're volunteers.
We'll
be working with the path tags.
And
travel bots.
All right, well, look, thanks once again for, as volunteers, for helping out in organising the event. And will we see you at the third one, wherever that show may be?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
All right, thanks for joining us. Cheers. Now, listeners to the podcast may recall last mega event we caught up with someone from the US of A. I found someone who looks very similar to that person, but I don't think she's from the US. She's from Australia. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
It's Semik. Now, you've come across to Australia. Tell us about it.
I have. In October, I moved from Austin, Texas to Adelaide, South Australia.
Did the mega event have that bigger impact on you?
It wasn't just the mega event, but it did have a good impact. I made so many friends here that it made the daring move of coming over to Australia that much easier.
And you've moved over to Adelaide. How are you finding the caching scene over there?
Oh, I love the scene over there. The people are just like the ones that I had in Texas. Very, very eager to make friends and keep them and go out on geocaching adventures on a weekly basis.
And dare I ask, you've been to both mega events here in Australia. How do they compare?
Oh, that's a tough one. This one actually feels a little bit bigger, but maybe because everybody's been gathered together a little more often. Like in the evenings, not as many people are out caching at night, and it might have something to do with the cold weather.
Now, I hate to make the comparison, but you've been to some US mega events. Yes, I mean, how do the Australian ones compare to the US ones?
Again, that's a little difficult to compare. I mean, everybody has their own kind of flair. Like I went to Midwest Geobash in Ohio, so that's Midwest USA, and that compared to the block party that's on in Seattle, and that was again different just because the cultures of geocaching are slightly different in each of those areas. Australia just seems to have their own style of doing things as well, but what the similarities are that there's the people are about the same. I mean, it's just geocachers are the best people in the world.
Yeah. And the highlight for you this weekend?
Hard to say. Just getting to see everybody that I met 2 years ago and them all remembering me still.
Well, it's great to catch up with you again, and hopefully we'll see you at the third Ozmega event.
Oh, maybe. Thanks, Darren.
Welcome to Geo Talk. Who am I chatting to?
Judder, Team Judder.
Team Judder, where are you from?
Sydney.
Okay, right. Yeah. So, yeah. And is this your first or second mega event?
No, this is our first mega event, Darren.
Mm-hmm. And how does it compare to normal events?
It's fantastic. It's everyone getting together, enjoying the same goals and like-minded people. We're having fun.
Yeah. And so have you done much geocaching or have you been more about meeting people?
We've done a bit of both. So meeting people and geocaching, it's been great.
Okay. First time caching down in Albury Wodonga?
It is.
Yeah.
What's
been your highlight?
The show tonight and the fellowship.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Great. Thanks, Darren.
Well, welcome to day 4 of the mega event, and it's the Sunday morning. The kids have all done the Easter egg hunt. It's highly successful, particularly for Zach, my boy. He managed to get a large chocolate rabbit. And if you can hear it in the background, there's a helicopter flying. You might remember from the last mega event, we had a helicopter dropping a number of foam cubes or foam balls, and it's all happening again. Everyone's getting quite excited. They're all spread out over quite a large area. There's a few hundred people here. They all want the first prize of a helicopter flight over the snowy mountains. So we'll see how all this pans out. So the helicopter's high in the sky now. It's about 200 feet above us, coming in over the drop zone. Everyone's moving into position. You can see them waving from the helicopter with the box of foam cubes up in. So people progressively coming up with either their numbered or unnumbered cubes, claiming their prizes, but we're still waiting for number one to make their way forward. Of where the wind's blowing and where everyone is located. Everyone's firmly got their eyes on this helicopter. And here we go, they drop a few foam balls. Just a few, or is it pieces of paper? I'm not too sure. Ah, they're dropping the cubes, they're falling out. People are running in all directions. There's about 3 clumps so far. There's a 4th. So unlike last time, they seem to be scattering them out instead of one big drop. People are running, heading towards all these cubes falling. You can see a number of people diving on them as if they're playing rugby. And it's just this huge mob of people jumping onto the ground just to grab a foam cube. We might make our way over to the prize desk to see who wins a prize. So we've got we're at the prize desk here. There's a few people coming to collect prizes. They've got path tags and other sorts of gifts to give away. And that's the helicopter flying off, heading off into the distance, and people now making their way to the registration table. And of course, the big thing now is to find who's got the number one cube. Oh, well, here we are with the winners of the helicopter prize.
What state you're from?
Victoria.
Okay.
Yep. So, your names and your team?
Stephen and Kerry, and Swan Hillian is our team name.
Oh, congratulations. No worries. And it's first time in a helicopter?
It will be for me, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Very exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, what did you think when you first grabbed the cube?
Well, Kerry found it, so she just yelled, I've got number
one. I just thought that I'd head down the back at some stage, and then when they were dropping it, I just grabbed the first one that came, and here we are, number one.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. No worries. See you later.
We're in the stall holders area here at the mega event. We've got a number of different stores from Geo Stuff, Geo Gear, Geo Watt, Geo Stuff. Munzee's have got a display, the Aussie Path Tag Club, 101 Geo. There's Arty Farty Party face painting. We've got the Geocaching in Australia magazine. We've also got Tiger's Den Geocaching goodies, the Geocaching New South Wales Association. Magellan are here with a display along with Cartographics from South Australia and St John's Ambulance as well, just in case you're not feeling too well. But it's a great setup, great display here. This sort of area has been used as a bit of an eating area, the path tag. People have been meeting up, catching up there, swapping path tags. There's a registration hall where they've obviously been registering people and also selling raffle tickets and whatnot and selling food and drink. So it's really, really good setup they've had here. Certainly a lot of activity been going on. As some people have mentioned in some of the interviews, it's a little bit spread out, but I think, you know, we're all geocaches. We get around, we move around a bit, so we'd all be forgiven for having to walk a few metres extra. So after this, we're going to head off to the Kinross Hotel, which is one of the sponsors of the event, heading up for a quick flash mob. And for the spin doctors, at least, we'll be calling that quits for this event and then heading off. But certainly it's been a lot of fun. The fun will continue on tonight and into tomorrow morning when they have a CETO. But we'll see if we can catch up with a few more people before
it's midday on Sunday, and we've headed up to the Kinross Hotel, which is one of the sponsors of the event, for a flash mob / team group photo. So there's probably a couple of hundred here. I don't know how many there are, but we're all gathered together for our photo, which we'll see how that all turns out. And I'm wandering up now to sign the logbook and looking around, seeing what other people we can get on the podcast. We've got Glenn here. Glenn, you're from New Zealand. Welcome to GeoTalk. How have you found the event?
Oh, wonderful. Best event ever. Great. First time.
Now, are you from near Dunedin?
No, I'm from Invercargill, which is about 250 kilometres south.
That's the southernmost city.
Basically, southernmost city.
Yeah. And first time to Australia, or have you been here a couple
second
of times?
Time to Australia.
Yep.
And a trip last year up in the Gold Coast area. It was the first time to Victoria, though.
Okay, excellent. And how have you found the event? What's been the highlight for you?
Oh, this flash mob's been the highlight.
Yep.
Yeah. Abba last night. That was brilliant.
And we're going to be seeing you over in New Zealand in Dunedin?
Certainly will. Right. Yes.
Look forward to it.
I'll be there. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
And someone from the committee, Ian, Mr. Coffee and Clan down in Melbourne. How's been the experience being on the committee and running this fantastic event?
Look, it's been wonderful. The rest of the committee, the work the other two members of the committee have done has just been outstanding. So one of the, you know, we've worked it into a precision event, and hopefully, you know, everybody's had a great time. And I've been around to a lot of the campsites, speaking with people. They're all saying that they're happy, and if they're happy, we're happy.
Fantastic. What's been the highlight for you?
Look, I think just the turnout, the number of people, and also the people mixing, you know, people getting to know people, other people from other states, and that's what caching's all about.
Mm-hmm. All right, and well done. Thanks very much for putting on the event. It's been fantastic. Everyone that I've spoken to has enjoyed it, and I hope you find some time to relax when it's all over.
Thank you very much. I will. Certainly.
We'll continue wandering around. Actually, we've got another Kiwi Keisha here. We've got June. Hello, Mrs. from Canterbury. Welcome
Hi.
To the podcast.
Hi.
It's good to have some New Zealanders on here. Normally we have Radio Nut 50 from Hamilton. So you're from Canterbury. Which part?
Christchurch.
You've certainly had an interesting 12 months. How are you coping?
Very well, actually.
Yeah. And what brought you over to this event?
We're holding a mega event in New Zealand, and I will be helping, and we're drumming up support.
Excellent. So, well, give it a quick plug on the podcast.
The event is being held just out of Dunedin, which is about a 4.5-hour drive south of Christchurch. It's going to be family friendly, and it'll be held over New Zealand Labour Weekend, which is at the end of October. It'll be in the springtime, which is a great time to come to New Zealand. And, yeah, it's going to be lots of fun.
All right. Well, that's good that you mentioned that it's going to be warm, because most of us, when we see Dunedin, we usually see the old House of Pain with the horizontal rain and our rugby team getting flogged by the All Blacks. It's obviously going to be a bit warmer around that October period.
Well, you can expect four seasons in one day.
Excellent. Well, the Melburnians will be quite accustomed to that. And what have you picked up from this event? What have been the highlights that you think you might put on show over in the NZ Mega event?
Oh, just the enthusiasm of everybody. So many people to meet, so many names that we recognised from caches that we've found, and people who have visited. Oh, it's great.
Yep. And is this first time caching in Australia?
No. No.
Regular, right, so you know it quite well. Well, listen, thanks for joining us on the podcast, June, and hopefully we'll see you in October.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cheers. And we've got Red Iguana, a regular to the show. Gavin, how are you?
Good. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad.
Good to meet you in person.
Yeah, exactly. And what's been the highlight for you?
Oh, we just got to the Mega last night. It's been great catching up with a few people since. We've only been on the road for about 4 days so far, but probably the highlight of the trip so far was hitting the Wandering Heroes Power Trail a couple of days ago. Had a fantastic day. Absolutely loved the time and effort that's gone into some of the tribute caches there. Mm-hmm. There have been some fantastic caches done up in the theme of the cacher that they're providing a tribute to. They are absolutely fantastic.
Excellent.
It ended up being a rather big day for us. Did a 230 caches that day, but no, it was good fun.
Right.
It's been the highlight so far.
So you're here obviously picking up a few tips for the mega event in New Zealand?
Yeah, indeed, and to promote and to be available for the large Australian contingent that are wanting to come over later this year to the New Zealand mega.
Well, there's rumours that there might be more Australians and Kiwis at the mega event. Hoping that might be the case?
Yeah, we'd love to see that happen, but at this stage I don't think so. But the registrations of interest we have so far probably have at least 250, 300 Australians coming over, but the Kiwis are still winning at this point.
All right. Well, there's a bet. We'll see if we can get some more over there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The gauntlet has been thrown down, so we'd love to see more Australians come over.
Excellent. So we've got two tasks for next year, to outnumber you guys at the mega event and to claim the Bledisloe. Sounds like a good mix.
Go ahead. You can try.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No worries.
Cheers.
See you, Darren.
Well, you can probably tell by the different sound now in the background. It's fairly quiet apart from the chirping crickets that we're now back in Sydney, having driven back on the Hume Highway. It took us about a bit over 8 hours, making our way back up and picking up a few caches along the way. Our final total for the weekend was only 10, and that's including the two events that we attended. But hey, as you heard from the podcast, from the recording, most people, and I think that's going to be a common theme for most of, if not all, the mega events that will be held in the future. It's about people getting together, sharing their stories and just having some fun and talking about something that they love doing in common. Now, we'd love to hear from you about your experiences at the mega event. So don't forget to give us a call on 02 800 5436. That's 02 800 5436. Or record some audio and email it through to us, geotalkpodcast@gmail.com. We have had one call come in so far from Calypso 62 from up here in Sydney, so let's have a listen to his call.
Yeah, hi Spin Doc and Geo Talkers. This is Calypso 62 reporting in from the Oz Mega. My first Oz Mega event that I've attended. Absolutely fabulous place to come down here to Albury, and an absolute fabulous time. First of all, big thank you to the committee and Greg in particular, the president, for the fine organisation, the brilliant weather that we've had down here. A bit chilly at times, but yeah, it's been absolutely great. The best part for me, I think, has been the socialising side of things. Been having a great time meeting so many friendly faces. You know, you're out and about, and suddenly random people come together at a case location and start chatting as if you've known each other for years and years. And so that's been just terrific. I've been down here with Webrich and GeoTutor, and we've just had the most fabulous time, and can't wait for the next Oz Mega, wherever that may be. And hopefully getting over to the New Zealand Mega in due course. Okay, well, that's about it for me. So looking forward to catching up with fellow cages out there in the wild in the coming months. Take care, guys. Catch you later.
Well, thanks very much for that call, Bruce. And don't forget, we'd love to hear from everyone else who attended the Mega event, or at least, you know, a good number of you. So don't forget to call in on the GeoTalk hotline or drop us an email, geotalkpodcast@gmail.com. Well, that's all for this special edition of GeoTalk, coming to you from the Oz Mega event in Albury. We'll be back in a week or two with our normal regular podcast. But until next time, safe geocaching.